Come on, give it up for Jesus today. Come on, St. Louis, you can do better than that. Weldon and Ferguson and Royal Palm, all y'all, everybody. So good to be in church today. How many of y'all would rather be here than the best hospital in all the world, all right? Today, I want to give a message that is kind of a one-off this week and next week. Next week, I'm going to have a big telephone booth on stage, and I'm going to preach about hearing from God. So many people want to hear from God, and he speaks to you, and we're actually going to say some really cool statements that you can live by and teach you principles next week on how to hear from God. Raise your hand if you're interested in that. So tell your friends. Then this week, it's really kind of cool how quick our team is. The Lord spoke to me to give a word on that your season of no is over. Our team put together that yes, yes, yes video. Could you give it up for our media team and ushers and every campus there in our city? Listen, thousands of people are at church today. They're in St. Louis, and it just doesn't accidentally happen. But I want you to hear me today and know that this is not just a sermon. This is a prophetic word to you. God said that a lot of you have got no after no after no after no to where you've got inoculated to no. You're expecting no. And so here's what I want you to understand. You're getting ready to enter into August. How many of y'all are going to enter into August? That is the eighth month. Everybody shout the eighth month. Eight in numerology means new beginnings. Then that means that there's 5 months left in the year. You got August, September, October, November, December. Five means grace and favor. And so I'm expecting some people, you'll start seeing doors of opportunity prophetically. I speak it over you, opening now, but get ready. In the month of August, they're gonna fly open. Where the door was closed, it was locked and it was blocked. Who's going with me on that? Where God is for you, who and what can be against you? No more no's and a whole lot of yes. Series of yes. Yes, though, yes comes with complications, stipulations, but God said his promises are yes. Anybody know this? And amen. All the church people shout yes and amen. I always like to know my audience. If you were here last week in Florida, St. Louis, I pulled this off, and I want to try it here just so I can see it because I didn't see your hands. I want to know if it's church people or not. See if you can fill this in. I'll know if you know Christianese. The statement would be, God is good
all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Yeah, there you go, church people. If you're not church people, you didn't know the answer to that, but that means there's church people around you. Yes. Also, I want to say this about the seasons and the times. Our church oftentimes has talked about these lights, you know, that red means no, yellow means whoa, green means go. But there are seasons and there are signs, and the signs the Bible would say, I just noticed it says yes everywhere. Again, one more time for this team. It's just over the top. I can't even preach on the level that these people perform on. Everybody say, yes!
Yes!
Now, this is the devil in me, but I just heard, My body's telling me, no. Remember that? My body's telling me, yes. These are the non-Christian people. Come on, somebody. Church people. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, I got a little bit of cold, so I want to try it. But God will start in the end times revealing a supernatural speed to the yeses in your life. But if you get inoculated no, you just hear it all the time, you're expecting no, then you just go ahead and put up a wall and your expectant level goes down. And sometimes this can happen to you after you've been through a series of no's and the enemy is coming in and trying to impress you and press upon you that God's not gonna do it. And here's what he does many times. He'll say, I'm not gonna do it. God's not gonna do it because you've been bad. You gotta remember that God is not Santa Claus, okay? It's like, you're like, I know the Bible. The Bible says, he knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be. That's Santa Claus. Come on, somebody. That's not Jesus. Jesus knew that we were going to be bad, so he was willing to die on the cross of Calvary, so we didn't get what we deserve. Somebody ought to shout amen. We get what Jesus deserved. So Jesus is ultimately a major yes man. Now, I said yes years ago to Nicole when she asked me to marry her. I said yes. When I said yes, when she said yes, I didn't know really what all I was saying yes to. And I want to warn all the single guys. This is what's going to happen to you. You're going to get married, and you're going to marry this girl, and one day you're going to get in your car. This happened to me yesterday. I got in the car, and there was fingernails from my daughter that had been laid there. There was hair extensions from my wife, and there was eyelashes from my wife. It would look like I was a mass murderer and dismembered a woman. Come on, somebody ought to go. Guys, you know what I'm talking about right now. But what I'm saying is, you'll say yes, but there are things in your yes that will be a surprise. I didn't know Nicole was gonna go, shoo, 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 shoo. Whoa! I didn't mean it. Man, I'm in trouble. Who can I stay with this week? I need to know, right? I also noticed when I got married and said yes to, and me and Nicole said yes to each other, that we said yes enough, and she said yes, and we had a baby. And this little girl, this daughter, had the ability to get me to say yes when nobody else could get me to say yes. I want you to get a hold of this. As a dad, I loved her so much, and I love her so much, that they'll actually send, people will send her to me to ask for things that they know that I'll never approve, because they know, and she goes, Daddy, with her fake eyelashes, I'm just gonna say yes. Come on, go with me. See, here's what I'm trying to prove by this point. Actually, I said yes so much that Nicole said, you need to ask her, what did your mom say before you say yes? Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. Any women know, come on, Dad. Dad, I wanna be the hero. I wanna be the, you don't clean your room. I wanna be, don't pick it up. I just wanna be, we're going to Disney World. My point in telling you all of that is the Lord is that way with you. His promises are yes and amen. So when you say, God, I'm experiencing 5 months of grace and favor, he's gonna say yes. I'm experiencing the door of opportunity to open. I'm experiencing my soulmate to come in. I'm here to tell you that the thing that's holding you back is oftentimes this spirit on you that's saying that God won't do it for you because you've been bad. He is more than able. His grace is more than sufficient. His grace is made perfect. Perfect in your weakness. Somebody ought to say yes. Yes. Now, my main character today is a guy by the name of Nehemiah. Anybody ever heard the story of Nehemiah, the wall builder, right? So we'll pick it up in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1. It says, when the word of the Lord came to Sanballat about the rest of the enemies to rebuild the wall, there was a gap left in it. There was a gap left in it. There's a gap in a lot of your stuff. There's a financial gap. There's a marital gap. And then Sanballat sent message to Nehemiah and said, come let us meet together in one of the villages. And it just so happens that this village is, I love the name of it, let us meet on the plains of Ono. Everybody shout, Ono. One more time, shout it with me, Ono. They're at the valley of Ono, and they come to Nehemiah 5 different times telling him to come down off the wall. Now here's the backstory of Nehemiah. Nehemiah's got a great job. He's the king's chief of staff. He's the king's wine taster and food tester. In other words, it's dangerous if somebody tries to kill the king, but most of the time they ain't trying to kill the king. So you're eating filet mignon. Come on, somebody ought to help me write. He's got the coolest job in the world. He's making bank. It's awesome. And then God speaks to him and says, Nehemiah, I want you to leave this comfortable position. I want you to look at the signs of the time now, and I'm saying no to this season that you're in, and I'm putting you in a holding season, and I want you to ask permission from your boss if he will allow you to leave and go rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, because nobody else can do what you're gonna do, and nobody else is called to do what you have the tenacity to work. You're ambidextrous. You can work, Nehemiah, with this hand, and you can fight with this hand. And so he obeys God, but while he says yes, an enemy keeps coming to him 5 different times and says, Nehemiah, come off the wall. Don't get your hopes up. You're not gonna get married. Don't get your hopes up. You're not gonna get the loan. Don't get your hopes up. You're never gonna overcome this drug addiction. And you become totally mesmerized by the voice of the enemy. There's a couple voices. There's the voice of the enemy, and then there's the voice of the inner me. That's been pre-programmed for a long time that you can't because you were born in a trailer. You can't because you were on the wrong side of the track. You can't because you're the wrong color. By the way, what is the wrong color? People always tell me, you know, you're white. You don't know. I'm not white. If I could show you right now, I am red right now because my blood pressure is rising with the aggravation. If you can see the bottom of my foot, it's different. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And I'm tan here where I spray it. I'm white where I don't spray it. I am the most colored guy you've ever seen in your life. So God doesn't check with color because the pigmentation of somebody's skin is slightly different. They should be valued, loved, esteemed, qualified, looked for. Somebody ought to shout amen, because God has a plan and a purpose for their life. I give you 10 seconds to praise him today. God has a purpose. Your no days are over and your yes days are about to happen. Now, if you come to this church, I want you to, you might need to get a shirt made that says, I eat no for breakfast. Everybody shout that. I eat no for breakfast. The devil's no doesn't compare to God's yes. But while you say yes, the enemy says, we got to stop Nehemiah. He can't build the walls. He can't do what God's called him to do. There's a dream inside of every person sitting at Sunset Hills, sitting at Weldon, sitting at Ferguson, online, RPC, and all the campuses we have. I forgot some. I'm just here to tell you that you're on purpose, with a purpose, and you're called by God to start looking at the signs. So I want to get my hopes up. In August, get ready. Oh, August, get ready. I'm coming in hot in August. I'm coming in prayed up in August. I'm coming in with my faith high in August. The word of the Lord came to me through my pastor today and said, guess what? No days are over. No more the plans, the plots of the enemy. We're going to say, oh no, to the land of oh no. And we're going to say yes to the greater calling that God has for us. And God's going to open up the door of opportunity for more people that'll grab what I got to say right now and say, it's for me. Look at your neighbor and say, it's mine. Don't take it. It's mine. It's mine. 2 Corinthians in the Message Bible, it says, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray, the great amen. God's yes and our yes together gloriously affirms what God is doing. So when we come agreement with God and we come in agreement with his word, the devil's just a barking dog. It doesn't matter what the devil said. So then what we have to do is we have to enter into faith. Everybody shout faith.
Faith.
What is faith? The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. A lot of you, several thousand of you today are sitting at Earth City, 177,000 people drive by it a day. When we bought the building, I was gonna buy it. I walked in there and I asked, how much is the utilities on this building? And they said north of $20,000 a month. Immediately, I looked like I was impersonating Elvis Presley because I started going, And they said, and the taxes are $1,000 a day. Oh, wow. Huh. And I remember Pastor Omar. Give it up for Pastor Omar, even if you don't know him. God was saying, hey, I want you to go for this. And I walked in and it was insurmountable. I couldn't say yes to it because it was too big. I mean, just look around it right now on that campus. Look all the way from the stage that you're looking on, all the way to the back, all the people there, all the kids in the other room. Just look at the size and it's monumental. Me and Nicole don't know how to do this. Pastor Omar is standing there next to us. Now, mind you, he doesn't have to sign his name to anything. Mind you, no banker is going to look for him. And he looks at me. This is a 6'4" Panamanian. People assume he's black. And big black guy. And he looks at me and says, we'd been looking at a junkie building that I thought would fit. I was going to say no to this great thing that you're sitting in right now because I couldn't imagine me being able to do it. But where God guides, he provides. If it's God's will, it's God's will. And you need somebody like Omar in your life. And Pastor Omar looked at me and said, God ain't going to show us a steak and give us a hot dog. And man, I took that all the way to the bank. I would hear it in my head, but I was like, oh God, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I got scared. We went to the bank. And the bank said no. The bank, we had $1 million in the bank with this bank, and they said no. Then we had another meeting with another bank, and they said no. And we had another meeting with another bank, and they said no. We immediately got offended and took our money out of their bank. And just so happens, watch God, it just so happens that me and Nicole had moved in to this subdivision, and there was a guy that would walk up and down with his wife and his dog. He starts watching us on television. He comes to church, says, I'm your neighbor. My wife is going to die of cancer in the next 30 days. She's here with me now. Would you preach her funeral? I said, yes. Come to find out, he was the guy that did all the outfitting of all the buildings at this town, at the bank called Montgomery Bank. So watch how God works it. I got no after no after no, and then all of a sudden now I meet with Gary. Gary, I said, hey, what do you do? He said, I'm an interior builder, and one of my big clients is the bank. I said, hey, is there any way that you could get me a meeting with the bank? See, sometimes God sets you up, and there'll be no after no after no, and you're just thinking, it may work, it might not. Somebody ought to go with me on this right now. It ain't looking good, but I'm seeing a yes out there somewhere. I'm telling you, it's your year to get married. Somebody's gonna say, yeah! Won't be long till you'll have fake fingernails all over your car. You'll have weaves left behind. You'll have girdles and bras everywhere in the world. And for all the single ladies, you're gonna have a man, and he's gonna spit in the sink, and he's not gonna tell you about it. And he's just for fun, he's gonna take his underwear and flip them up on the ceiling fan to see where it flips. I'm here to tell you, it's the reality of your yes. Can I get an amen in here today? It's true. Come on, raise your hand if I'm telling people the truth. All you single people watching The Bachelor, oh, it's going to be so wonderful. It's a little bit of heaven and a little bit of... Yes, somebody say yes. So check this out. Now, Gary sets up a meeting with me and a call at the bank. Now, the bank goes to 1416 the Lockett Williams Road in Fenton, and they meet us, and they look at me, and they go... The church had been growing. It grew from 200 to 2,000 and several thousand people by then. And they met, and they met me, and immediately they started looking me over. Like, he doesn't look the part. He doesn't act the part. See, sometimes you're thinking that you got to look and be somebody else. You got to be the true, authentic you, because God didn't call you to be them. He called you to be you. That's a word for somebody. Because you can only pretend to be somebody else for so long. I can't be Joe. I can imitate Joe. Watch this. Bring the camera. I like to start with something funny. I never like to close a broadcast without giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus. Is Joe really like that? He really is that way. But no matter what, Joe preaches with a script. I'm hearing this at the same time you're hearing this, somebody. You got to be you. Everybody shout, I got to be me. I got to be me. So you have a thumbprint to leave an imprint that nobody else has. So the bank is judging me. I'm thinking they're not going to say no. They're not going to say yes. They're not going to say yes. But we prayed. Me and Nicole prayed, and we agreed, God, and this is the dumbest prayer when I think about it now. God, please allow us to owe more money than we could ever possibly pay back. God, please allow us to actually have football fields, a parking lot that we're responsible for. God, please allow us to have air conditionings that are $250,000 a piece, and there's actually two of them on back order right now that we need $500,000 for. Oh, God, please send us to Florida to a Bobo high school and preach there for 7 years. Oh, God, please. We're asking God for something that was actually his idea to begin with. So you need to say, God, you called me, you appointed me, you anointed me, and I'm about to step in to August, and I'm about to rock into September. Somebody ought to shout every... Who's going with me on this right now? Your season of no is over, and your yes has just begun. It's taken me a long time to tell the story. Seems like there's a lot of commercials in this. So now, me and Nicole pray. And I remember that day, we're going to hear the next day whether or not we got the loan on the building that you're sitting in. Before we bought Sunset Hills, you're sitting there in what now is what, a $50 million campus? And we never dreamed we'd have that. God would ask us to say yes to that within 2 years. By the way, God doesn't show you everything he's gonna do and ask you to do because you would have a heart attack. Anybody ever done that to where you say, God's like, change this, and you're, and then the next month he's saying, change this, and you're like, how long is this flipping list? So now we know the next day, we're supposed to know by 5 o'clock the next day. I remember I woke up that morning, and I heard the enemy tell me, it's gonna be the longest day of your life. You ever had a day where you needed news and it was like a normal day just goes away, but this is a day like a prisoner. Your days are 10 days. And the enemy is a liar. Then Nicole comes around to the shower that we had, this like stone shower, and you can walk in, didn't have a door on it. And she walks in and she says, well, the bank called. And her tone and her shoulders slumped over. And she said, we got the loan. And I immediately dropped in the shower. The showers hit me. And I said, oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Look what you did. Look what you did, God. And now thousands of people are in that building this weekend, the biggest African-American church in St. Louis. Somebody ought to shout amen. The devil's no does not compare to God's yes. I want you to be passionate about this thing. Your season of no is over, and your yes has just begun. Praise him for 10 seconds. Something happens when you praise him. Something moves on the inside of you. Let your yes, remember this Bible verse? It says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. If you're not careful, this is an important part of the story, your story. I'm concerned about you. The enemy will come and tell you it's not going to happen. And your yes has got to be yes, because you're going to get some negative news and some more no's. And say, man, that preacher got me all hopped up. He was yelling and screaming, had a stoplight. That was all just bogus. No, it was part of the ingredient. It was the eggs to make the cookies, okay? This is the thing that God is doing, and that's why church is so important. When you come to church every week and you worship God, it's part of the recipe. If you leave that part out, if you're not connected to other people, I'll just go when it's convenient. No, no, no. Where God's calling you to a series of yes and the magnitude in which you're called to, you can't play ball like a little leaguer. You got to play like a major league ball player, and you got to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It's a non-negotiable. We're going to give God August, September, October, November, December. Somebody ought to shout amen. And if you'll give God the next 5 months, you'll look back at yourself and have to introduce yourself to yourself, because you will not recognize yourself, because you'll move from the series of no's to yes, yes, yes. Let your yes be yes. In other words, when you start doubting it, go, no, I went to church and I prayed. That's it. Final deal. Sylvester Stallone. Anybody ever saw the movie Rocky? Raise your hand. Check this out. Sylvester Stallone in the early 70s was an unknown actor, barely making ends meet. He had no car, only $106 in the bank. He was so broke he had to sell his dog because he couldn't afford to feed him. Inspired by a fighter who knocked out Muhammad Ali, Stallone sat down and in just 3 days scratched out a 90-page script on a yellow legal pad. When he showed it to some producers, they loved it except for one thing. They told him, no, you will not be the actor in this. You cannot play the main character, Rocky. Stallone was an unknown actor at the time. They wanted Robert Redford or Burt Reynolds because they had set box office records. So they offered Stallone $360,000, which is all the money in the world. But he said, no, no way, I've got to play Rocky. He really needed the money, but he knew in the back of his mind, he said, if I sell the script and it does really well, I'm going to want to jump off a building. I've got to say no to this if I have to. The producers eventually relented, paid him for the script, and then actually hired him to be the actor. Rocky cost less than $1 million to make, grossed $200 million right away, and now the franchise has earned over $1.4 billion with a B, because he said no to them and yes to what he felt like his call was. Come on, give it up for tenacity. Say no. You're going to go home today and watch Rocky again. But I'm here to tell you, you got to ask yourself, what's on the other side of this no? Don't take no for an answer. The devil's no does not compare it to God's yes. So when they say no, you need to go, let me go at it a different way. There's a series of yes. Okay, I want to talk about, if you're a note taker, write this down. Learn to say yes to the best yes. Very important. I get invitations all the time. I got one to go to preach to 300,000 people in Pakistan, and they sent me the videos, the crowds. Other friends have been there. They keep harassing me to go. Yesterday, they texted me, hey, go to Pakistan to preach. And I told them, thank you so much. I appreciate that offer, and man, I'd love to do that. But unfortunately, I have to say no. I'm always saying no to some things that would really look cool on my Instagram. Oh, man. It would really be neat to travel there or this. But the God that I know called a little boy in a trailer that was eating bologna at best. You know my story. And we didn't have any money, but God called me to do this. So I had to say yes to St. Louis and build those campuses. I had to say yes to Florida. When there's a lot of great churches in Florida, but God called me and said, no, there's a certain group of people down there that need a shepherd, and they need to hear the word, to the tune of 360,000 people last week saw our program, according to Nielsen, And so we're reaching people. Does that make sense? So I have to, and you have to learn to say the best yes. So you can say a quick yes. Write this down. Don't trade long-term gratification, satisfaction for short-term gratification. So you're like, your long-term satisfaction is very important. It's way better than immediate gratification. This is how people destroy their lives. Oh, it feels really good. She looks really hot. He looks really great. Bam, great, quick satisfaction and not long-term gratification at all. You destroy your life. So being systematic to say, hey, my yes is yes and my no is no. I also want you to predetermine, like Rocky did, think about this. We were actually at a party. We've been with this Frank, his brother. We're friends. And we'll hang out with Frank. He was also a singer. He sang in the movie. And so all of us kind of are functions together and so on. But the one thing I know about Frank and the one thing I know about Sylvester is that when they determine what they're going to do, they have made up their mind, this is the way I'm going to go. Also, by the way, Frank wouldn't be who he is, and he knows that, if it wasn't for his big brother, Stallone. See, so my point in that is there are certain people that are tied to you that if you don't say yes to what God has called you to, your kids and your kids' kids won't say yes. I'm talking to my spiritual lineage today at all the campuses. So you got to say no to that so you can say yes to this. Let that sink in. Raise your hand if this makes sense to you. Look at your neighbor and say, if this doesn't make sense to you, I'll explain it to you later. John 14:14. We're almost done. I love the start to this. It says, yes. Everybody shout, yes. Yes. This is Jesus. It's in red. He says, yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I'll do it for you. Remember I told you a while ago that there's a 19-year-old girl who controls me? Nicole, she said, I'm pregnant. I said, that's nice. What I don't do is the zoo. What I don't do is kid stuff. I don't do that. I didn't know that it was Ashton. Then Ashton showed up, this bald-headed, toothless woman, and I fell madly in love with a bald-headed, toothless woman. And I held her everywhere, and I took her everywhere, and I loved her, and I cared for her, and she's just incredible. And then to top it all off, you know, to really get me by the checkbook, she said about 2 years ago, Dad, I want to get a tattoo because I'm just like you. I'm your twin. I'm your mini-me. I'm you with hips and lips. So she got a tattoo on her arm that says DC for David Craig, X times two. So she got a tattoo when she goes to bed that says DC times two. When her boyfriend does something weird or stupid, I'll go, hey, you see this on her arm? You know who she loves? She loves me. Come on, I'm just telling you the truth right here. When she knows, hey, I don't want that shoe, I want this shoe. I don't want that dog, it's $200. I want this dog, it's X amount of dollars. And all she's got to do to whip me is go, see that right there? I'm you with hips and lips. I'm, oh, baby, I love you. You just go, my point to you is this. Jesus just told you that. Yes. Whatever you ask me, whatever, I don't think you're getting a hold of this. Our city ought to make some noise, Sunset. Whatever, what's in soever, you ask me, I'll give it. So if you need a healing, he'll give it. If you need a man, because you had two boys, come on, there's a difference between a male and a man. Come on, somebody ought to shout it. You might be born a male, but you decide to be a man. Whatever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he'll give it to you. So you need to get your faith up and your hopes up and say, you know what? I'm not going to let the hard times of my past, I'm not going to allow the things that didn't happen make me think that the great things are going to happen. I'm not going to let my shoulders fold over, my hopes fade. I'm going to put my faith in Jesus. My anchor to the ground. Come on. My hope and go for it. He won't. Come on, somebody. Somebody that shout. He won't. Shout it again. He won't. So, the devil has tried to keep you where you are. Nehemiah is called to build the wall, and the enemy kept trying to talk him off the wall. What I want you to do today, Sunday. Life begins on Sunday. Everybody shout that with me. Life begins on Sunday. One more time. What?
Life begins on Sunday.
You need to say, okay, I go to church on Sunday, I hear the word. I take the word that I hear, I apply it to my life, and then the Holy Spirit will speak to you, and you'll have some opportunities to say yes to stuff, and then you'll go, what, Holy Ghost, what do you say? Oh, no. Then it'll be, well, you know, it's God today, it's God tomorrow. Shout that with me. If it's God today, it's God tomorrow. One more time, what?
If it's God today, it's God tomorrow.
So there's times in your life where you gotta learn, I'm almost done, to listen to your spirit. And next week, I'm gonna get in a phone booth, and I'm gonna say this statement. The Holy Spirit will do for you what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. It'll change you into another man. It's a cool creative. You're going to love it. I already got it worked on my head. You don't want to mix next week. But hearing from God doesn't sound like this. It's like people ask me, what does God sound like? Does he sound like Morgan Freeman?
What's God sound like? That sound like Liam Neeson.
Do you see, that's a cool voice. Does it sound like Joyce Meyer? Sound like Sergeant Carter? What's he sound like? God sounds like you. On the inside of you, he also speaks like you. Have you ever heard anybody talk in Elizabethan English? The Lord has spoken to you and he is getting ready to it. Have anybody heard say God said that? And then you're like, the Holy Spirit I hear is like, if you don't do that, you're gonna jack up your life. Yeah. Come on, how many of you got that Holy Ghost? Don't do that, you'll screw up your life. Raise your hand if you got that Holy Ghost, right? So a guy over here, some Baptist guy's like, praise the Lord. But I don't think Joel's Holy Ghost is different than your Holy Ghost. I don't think Joyce's Holy Spirit. I don't think Jake's Holy Spirit. Nobody got a knockoff Holy Spirit. But he'll speak to you through your recreated human spirit. So you have a spirit. No, actually, you are a spirit. You have a body. So my jacket today, this jacket right here is lifeless without me. Without me in it, watch this. As cool as it is, there it is. It's from Express, if you guys want to know. And so it's lifeless without me. There it is. Instead, this is what happens to you when you die. When you die, your body goes to the grave. But now the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you, and he gives you this earth suit for however long you're here. And while you got on this earth suit, now, watch this. This arm will move. Now, this arm isn't moving at all, other than like my fancy spinning. But now it moves when I move because I'm in it. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you actually move around in this earth suit body. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. So you gotta know the difference between your body, because your body will be, oh, it feels good. Eat cookies now, eat pizza now. I'm gonna try it on a different campus. Anybody ever got up in the middle of the night, out of bed, walked down to the refrigerator because you had pizza, even though it was cold pizza, and you went, come on, raise your hand. Anybody ever had hidden food in your house that your family didn't know about because you know they're hogs and they'll eat it all, and you want the privilege of eating it by yourself? Anybody ever taken the evidence because you ate all the cookies and you didn't think you should and took it out to the trash can outside, lifted trash up, stuck your little hands in it, and hid the evidence? Who are you? I'm talking to somebody right now. The Holy Spirit didn't tell you to do that. The Spirit didn't tell you to do that. Your flesh said to do that. My body's telling me yes. But your spirit man says, don't do that. But it's so easy to turn the volume down on that. Anybody ever muted it while you crunched your fool head off? Come on, go with me, every campus. Anybody ever muted it and now you're alone, you can't hear the captain crunch, rape the top of your mouth. And now you get in touch with your spirit? And now your spirit says, hey, we need to exercise some self-control. And you gotta learn to tell your body no, because that's just an earth suit. Take it off and say, you stay here. Because come August, I'm going with the things of the spirit. I'm moving on to my preferred yes. And I'm not gonna let my flesh dictate it. I'm not gonna let my past dictate it. Who's going with me on this? Because I'm getting ready for 5 months of grace and favor, supernatural restoration. Absolutely, I'm here to tell you that somebody needs to learn to say yes. Shout it, yes. Shout it again, yes. Come on, shout it again. Shout it again. Let's try it. Yes, yes, yes. Stand up with me at every campus. That'll shut me up. I have a question to ask you as the singers come. Do you feel like today that the Holy Spirit stirred something in you and your faith is excited about a greater yes? Raise your hand, Weldon, Ferguson, everyone. Don't allow the enemy to talk you out of it. Just like my daughter's got the DC times two, Jesus has marks here, 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 holes in his side, because this all-loving God loved you so much that he died for you. So the greatest thing we can do is say yes to him today. And I want every head bowed and every eye closed. And I want everybody to pray this prayer. Maybe you didn't pray at the beginning, but I want to make sure you say yes to the greatest thing, which is getting saved. Pray this with me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are my Savior. You have forgiven me of my sins. My past is over and my best is yet to come. I make you my Lord and Savior and ask you to forgive me. And from this day forward, I will go to your house faithfully and I will read your book. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Come on. Hello.